Welcome to Wonder in Reality with Jim Harwell. Give us this day our daily bread. Jesus Christ in the Lord's Prayer. This is Jim, Wonder in Reality. This is part 13 of The Purpose of Human Existence, a new message. I used the same verse as the previous message. Give us this day our daily bread. Such an incredible revelation in that one statement by the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to open up this short message with a general summary. The purpose of human existence, the reason we are here on the earth. That's a broad category, isn't it? To know God Almighty, to walk with Him our entire life and for eternity. Amen. And how do we walk with the one true God? How do we know Him and then move forward in our relationship with Him and ultimately fellowship with Him through His Son, Jesus Christ? God came to earth as a man and justified Himself to the whole world. Incredible. He also died for us. The most incredible event in all of human history, that God Almighty would die for us. To redeem us, because He's holy, He's perfect, He's holy and sacred. This is just almost unspeakable, glorious mysteries and truths, yet can be a reality when we find Jesus Christ, when we invite Him to be our Lord and Savior, and we begin that glorious walk with Him, which is the purpose of human existence, right there. I'm going to continue saying this. It's so important. I want to shout it from the rooftops. Jesus said, what you've heard whispered, shout it from the rooftops. This revelation that most people on earth don't agree with, and they oppose it, and they don't even want to hear it, and they make fun of it, and they mock it, and they mock Him. These are serious things, and anyone who has found Jesus Christ, blessed. Blessed means fortunate, favored, happy, and happy. Why? Because we found the answer, which will allow us to live forever. So simple, this answer, yet so vast that for eternity we will be in awe of Him, our great and awesome God Almighty, the Creator of the universe, the Creator of mankind. So awesome, beyond what we can comprehend. He's so big and powerful, so glorious, we can't go directly to Him. We would die. He's too big and powerful and awesome. He set up the perfect process and system to approach Him through His Son, Jesus Christ, through the glorious, precious Holy Spirit that is available to every person. Every person. The Holy Spirit, the most gentle being in the universe. That's an incredible truth, incredible topic. He's available to every person, from the lowest to the highest, from the poorest to the richest, from the weakest to the strongest person on the earth. He's available. God has set it up that way. He's a perfect God. He does things perfectly, and we are in awe of Him, and But yet we can give these messages, and I want to give this message. Hopefully, I want to help people in a practical way. You know, obviously, I'm talking about spiritual truth and spiritual, but I want to help in a practical way also. And that's why I talk about Jesus Christ, our daily bread. That God, here's the practical thing. God Almighty wants to give us a certain amount of spiritual input and revelation every day. The perfect amount for every person who's willing to walk with Him, who is walking with Him. He wants to give that to us. We have to do what He says to do, seek Him, humble ourselves, repent, confess our sins, all of that, you know, and seek Him with all our, seek Him as best we can, and He wants to give us that every day, and it's just that one day. Jesus said, give us today our daily bread. Just for that day, God lives in the present. He lives for today. Yesterday's gone. Tomorrow is in. He's in the now. And so when we are walking with Him, we start realizing that, and we realize that just for today, He has a certain amount of, I call it spiritual revelation, input that He wants to give us. And you could call it growth. You could call it maturing in Him and all of these glorious things. Really, you could also say it's about us dying, our getting rid of our old nature. The more we do that, the more He can be revealed in us, and we can receive Him. And then at the end of the day, you know, we go to sleep. The next day, it's a totally new day. There's no leftovers. Nothing goes. You know, yes, we are a tree growing. You know, and we grow little by little every day, but that His presence and His glory and everything, the next day is a new day, and we begin anew. His mercies are new every morning. So I know that may sound vague what I just said, but hopefully practically, it can help us realize, just for today, you know, we are to walk with Him as best we can, and as we do that, our old nature dies. And we get more in tune with Him day by day by day, and eventually we get so close with Him that we're walking with Him. We're moving through phases one, through phase two, and then in phase three, glory to God, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, we receive that. Now we are really close and tasting His glorious presence, which is the kingdom of God. His presence, that's the answer. Him, Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit. And so now it becomes so much easier. We're now walking with Him. It's easy. The Holy Spirit's our helper, our strengthener, our standby. Now we're walking with Him. We're doing all the things that He wants us to do that before we thought were so impossible. And yet now we realize it's easy. We have God Almighty, the greatest power in the universe, the Holy Spirit, causing us. He said, I want you to cause you to walk in My statutes, and you will obey and do them. That's a famous verse. But that's in the third phase, and then fellowshipping with Him. That's the answer. That's the whole answer. But we must prove ourselves worthy of Him to get to that third and fourth phase. For more about the four phases of walking with Him, please listen to previous messages that are available for free. It's all in John 3, 4, and 7. Right there. Jesus says it. It's nothing, you know. I want to continue to emphasize that it's easy and simple. Jesus said the wonderful truth and teaching, come unto Me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take My yoke upon you and learn from Me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For My yoke is easy and My burden is light. We have the perception that it's so hard, that it's so difficult. And we have to just sacrifice and give up everything. We have to go become a priest or a nun or a missionary, or and it's so hard. And oh, if we go into ministry, it's just, that's the perception, and that's wrong. That's religion. You know, other religions in the world have these strange things where it's like it's almost impossible. They beat themselves up, and they very strange things. But even in the Christian faith, again, that's Catholic and Protestant, there's that general perception that is rampant, that is all, 99% of all the people who would call themselves Christian. I'm talking about Catholics and Protestants. That's it's roughly 2.2 or 2.3 or 4 billion people on the earth. Glory to God that they are in that group. It's the largest group of people on the earth. By far, in fact. The next closest is Islam, which is like 1.2 billion, I believe. But even in the Christian faith, people think it's so hard. They think that it's this colossal mountain that we have to climb, and we're at the very bottom, taking, not even moving, for 100 years, and then maybe we make it to heaven. It's like, that's altogether wrong. It's simple and easy. It's the easiest thing on the earth, in fact. I'll say that again and again. It's the easy, walking with Jesus Christ is the easiest thing to do on the entire earth. Easiest thing. It's as easy as breathing, as waking up and opening your eyes and just looking and seeing and breathing and taking a walk and drinking a glass of water. That's how easy it is. He's made it that way. We just have to do what He commands us and tells us to do, which is all common sense. I've mentioned that in previous messages, and I might give a short summary here, but it's just common sense. And I may, part 14, I may go into that more, but just please know that it's simple and easy, but it's also the most glorious, the most exciting, it's what we were born to do. It's the purpose of our existence on the earth. It's why we're here. God created a human race to fellowship with. And every child that's born on the earth is in His family automatically till the age of 5 or 6. If they die, they go directly to heaven. Every one of them. He's a loving, gracious, merciful God. He's a perfect God. He's created the earth. He created the earth, and He created mankind in His own image, in this glorious creation, a masterpiece, the human being, and the devil is trying to oppose God. And then He caused man to fall, so it's our sinful nature too. It's not just the devil. I mean, all evil goes back to him, but it's our sinful fallen nature, and it's the world, and all of these things. Now, I want to finish up with answering some objections. I've been on YouTube. I've been watching some videos of these two or three men who are atheists, and they're presenting what they feel is a convincing argument that there is no God, that the whole Christian faith is a fallacy, and that atheism is the right way. And they bring up a lot of the objections that, again, I've mentioned these in other messages. They're the common objections we always hear. I want to just present one thing. When we look at the world and we see all the suffering, we see all the pain, we see all the dysfunction. The world is for the most part, there's a lot of dysfunction. It's true. There are, when we face mysteries, things that we can't explain, things that we don't have answers for. There's so many of them. And all the unknowns, so many unknowns. When we realize and we know that life is so hard, and it is, it's hard for all human beings, it's hard for all of us, that it's difficult, and it's unfair. Think about all of these people on the earth born into poverty around the world, more than 1 billion people in terrible poverty. Yet we in the developed world don't have to face that, but that's a reality. That's unfair. It's just that they were born into that family community and in that place in the world. All of that should drive us to God. All of that should cause us, just clearly, should cause us, should be every reason and give us every incentive, but should cause us to realize we only have one hope, God Almighty. We're helpless. We can do nothing. We are nothing. We're helpless. We have nothing, no other option but to go to God. We must and we have to. The only option we have is to humble ourselves before God about all those things I just mentioned. That's pretty much common sense right there, that we should go to Him. And when we do that, that's when we find Him. When we humble ourselves, when we come to Him with that helplessness and the broken and contrite spirit, when we realize we are nothing and can do nothing, that's when we find Him. And when I talk about God wants to give us a certain amount of spiritual input and revelation every day, you know, give us this day our daily bread. Really, that's another way we could say that is, give us today the amount, the daily amount of Jesus Christ, God Almighty. This prayer to God Almighty, God Almighty, give us today the amount of Jesus Christ, your Son, that you want us to have. Amen. Amen. And how do we get that amount of Jesus Christ? The very, very first thing, before we can ever get anything of Jesus Christ, is to do all the things that I just said. Completely humble ourselves, come with a broken and contrite spirit, confess our sins, not just our sins, but confess that we are nothing and can do nothing, and that anything we do is just rejected and is meaningless. And repent and come to Him in that way, that's when we find Jesus Christ on a daily basis. In fact, the very first time, that's how we find Jesus Christ, for the very first time, whether we're 5 years old or 95 years old, the very first time, and then every day. Amen. So it's having that daily. I need to do it. We all need to do it. Those steps, you know, if you listed them, there, you know, it's collectively, I think, it's dying. It's putting off our old nature. It's humble yourself, broken and contrite spirit. Confess all your sins. Confess that you are nothing and can do nothing. Repent and come to Him, and that's when we find Him. And so, even goes back to the first thing Jesus said, repent and believe the gospel. That's three steps right there. Repent, believe, rely on Him, have faith on Jesus Christ, the gospel. So, I hope that this helps, that it's when we do these things, that's when we can receive that glorious revelation and of Jesus the Christ. And it's so glorious and awesome. It's tragic that there's that perception that this is religion and it's difficult and it's arduous and we're being inhibited and we can't go have fun and we can't do, you know, we have to just, you know, just give up everything we have and become a priest or a nun, a missionary, move to Africa and move to some and be, you know, just, it's like, so such deception. It's, so I'll get to more of that in the next message, but thank you for listening. WonderReality.org website with free materials. I recommend, I'll finish up with this, the Lord's Prayer. That daily bread is part of the Lord's Prayer. It's a revelation of prayer. There's 21, probably a lot more than 21 glorious revelations in that prayer. And part of it is, give us this day our daily bread. And then the next, what does Jesus say next? And forgive us our sins as we forgive those who trespass against us. Confessing our sins and repenting and forgiving others. So it's mandatory and it's hard. We can't do it in our flesh. But when we find the Holy Spirit, He allows us to do that. He allows us and helps us and causes us to be able to do all the things we're supposed to do. Till next time, thanks for listening.